We can skip any of them, or you can redirect.
I remember one so far.
Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Well, welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention. We're so excited to be here, and I'm joined by Steve from Trail Life USA. So, Steve, tell me a little bit about what you do at Trail Life.
Hey, Haley. Trail Life is a Christ-centered, boy-focused adventure program that uses outdoor adventures and on-ramp to engage boys and intentionally disciple young men to be godly, courageous leaders of faith.
That's awesome. Okay, so what is your role at Trail Life? What do you do there?
I am the National Director of Marketing for Trail Life. So, I get to represent Trail Life in writing and in video, play with all of our social media, do interviews like this at times. And one of the things that we're doing here this weekend that I'm really excited about is the Trail Life Adventure Zone. And if you're not here yet, we have archery tag that is going to begin at about 4 o'clock this evening. It's like dodgeball with a bow and arrow. It's pretty amazing, Haley.
That's awesome. Wow, I'm so excited. So I've been walking around the exhibit hall, and they by far, I got to admit, have probably some of the most unique experiences and opportunities. I've seen things you can throw. Tell me what all you guys have at your booth.
Well, at our booth itself, we have the coldest campfire you'll ever find. You'll have to come by and see it to know what I'm talking about. And then on the other side of the event, we have archery and hatchet throwing and slingshots and rubber band guns. We'll have pugel sticks. A lot of fun things going on here that you're just going to have to come see it. To understand the how tremendous this experience really is.
That's awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you guys here. Can you tell me a little bit about the mission of Trail Life?
Yeah, as Trail Life, we exist to grow boys to godly manhood. That is the mission in a nutshell. We began believing we were a ministry to boys, but you know, Haley, what we stumbled across is that we're a ministry to men. And what really makes us so excited is we are seeing the men's ministry of churches grow, and we know that when men join the church, families join the church, and church growth explodes. And so we're here to see troops started in churches across the country. We are in 1,100 churches across denominations across the country, nearly 60,000 members. And so really exciting things. We are about 10 years old, and the Lord continues to explode this ministry.
That's awesome. So what does it look like when someone wants to get involved with a troop?
You know, it's really simple. If you go to findatroop.com, you'll find our map, and we have, like I said, 1,100 troops in all 50 states across the country. And if there's not a troop near you, we would love to have a conversation with you about how you can bring Trail Life to your community. We have volunteers across the country who are excited to come alongside you and help you have this kind of experience where you're especially in homeschool families, to engage your dad as women. Often women have this tremendous homeschool community where they can be together and enjoy each other. And as men, we kind of feel like we're on the outside, on the outskirts. Yeah. I wish I had the standard here. We literally have a trail map to manhood that begins in kindergarten and goes all the way to 12th grade. And we are using hands-on education. This isn't your boring sit down, read from a textbook kind of thing. This is, if you come by, we're making rope here. It's one of the things we're doing. And we're talking about Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. What a peculiar verse, this idea that waiting grows strength. But when we understand the context of that verse, as we make rope, boys come to understand that waiting isn't passive. That we wait with expectation, that God created these young men on purpose, for a purpose. And when they understand that purpose and they realize the things God created them for, and we're doing that all the way through the Trail Life program. As boys experience different badges and do outdoor education, they begin to find the thing that they're uniquely created for. And toward the end of our program, they have to do two minors and a major. And so what we want this boy to do is when he leaves and graduates from homeschool, he's not going to be wondering what he's created for. He's going to be tested and have experimented. He's going to have mentors in his church and his community who have come alongside him. And he's going to know the purpose he was created for. And he's going to be prepared to launch into life. And that is really our goal. Our top award is the Freedom Award. And we want that boy to know that he is free in Christ. And with freedom comes responsibility. And that he is prepared to handle that responsibility with courage and conviction.
That's awesome. Well, last couple questions here for you. I really appreciate everything you've been sharing, and I hope that everyone can get around and see the Trail Life booth. Sounds like there's some awesome activities, but are there any last words that you would just want to leave us with today?
Oh, yeah. You know, if I could encourage parents to do one thing, it's to pray with your kids. As we get out on these adventures in Trail Life, we get placed in situations consistently where we're not sure how the Lord's going to provide. And you know, as parents, if we're not married with our kids on a regular basis, our kids aren't going to experience answered prayer. If we don't pray with our kids, they never see the Lord answer prayer. And that is such a powerful thing that your kids, when life becomes difficult and they start to struggle through these things, they have a history of praying and see the Lord answer prayer and a relationship that they know they can talk to God. Because let's face it, as parents, we're not always going to be there and we don't always have the right answers, but we know who does. So check out Trail Life, findatroop.com. Look for a troop near you. And like I said, if you don't, or if you'd love to see your church's men's ministry multiply, come check out traillifeusa.com.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. We're so grateful for Trail Life and for them helping sponsor this event. And definitely swing by and visit the booth. So thank you again so much. We appreciate you being here.
Terrific, Kelly. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.